Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Each book of the Bible, in fact, the Bible itself, was not given a title by its author. Bible is simply an English form of the Greek word for book, and the Hebrew readers of Leviticus distinguished it by its first line, "And he said." The name Leviticus was borrowed from the Greek and Latin versions. To refresh our memory, recall that Jacob had 12 sons, but then he adopted Joseph's 2 boys to give his favored son a double blessing. That made 13 tribes, not 12. But then the children of Levi, Leah's 3rd son, were selected by God to be his servants in the tabernacle ministry, and so not counted as one of the tribal families. This was the tribe to which Moses and Aaron belonged. Now Levi had 3 sons, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari, Genesis 46:11. This produced the 4 divisions of the Levitical service. Aaron and his sons were the actual priestly line. The other 3, called the Kohathites, the Gershonites, and the Merarites, were collectively called Levites, servants to God's servants, the priests. They oversaw the putting up, taking down, and transporting of the tabernacle, plus the many tasks involved in maintaining the holy services. That's where we get the name of the book. Interestingly, the Levites were only mentioned explicitly in the book twice, Leviticus 25, verses 32 and 33. But the book is full of the vocabulary and behind-the-scenes activities of these Levites. There are 2 main divisions in the book. Chapters 1 to 10 describe the way in and a relationship with God, with sections on the sacrifices, chapters 1 to 7, and the priesthood, chapters 8 to 10. Then, chapters 11 to 27 prescribe the way on and fellowship with God. How vital this book is for us today. God's primer on worship and the path of holiness.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.